Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're taking a look at Analog Devices' latest earnings report.
ADI.
Exactly, ADI. They just wrapped up their fiscal year 2024.
November 2nd.
Right, November 2nd. So let's jump right in. What were your initial takeaways? What stood out to you?
Well, I gotta say, they exceeded their own guidance for Q4.
Interesting. That's pretty positive, isn't it? Especially given the year the semiconductor industry has had.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a bit of a roller coaster ride, hasn't it?
For sure. But let's put that into context. ADI ended the fiscal year with $9.4 billion in revenue, but that's down 23% year over year.
Yeah, true. You can't ignore the overall yearly decline. But there are some, well, some bright spots, like their Q4 revenue.
Okay, what about it?
It hit $2.44 billion. Beat expectations.
Whoa, okay. Didn't realize they beat expectations.
And it was a 6% increase from the previous quarter, so.
So maybe they're turning things around.
Yeah, potentially. Could be a sign they've hit the bottom of this cycle and they're on their way back up.
Fingers crossed. We're all rooting for them, right? But what about earnings per share? That's what investors are really watching.
Exactly. And that's another positive. Q4 earnings landed at $1.67 per share.
Which is
above their own guidance. Shows they're managing costs well and staying profitable, even in a shaky market.
It's interesting how they're doing this, right? They're not just a one-trick pony. They have all these different businesses under their umbrella.
A diverse range, yeah.
Should we break down each segment and see what's driving their results?
Definitely. Let's start with their industrial segment. It brought in a large chunk of their Q4 revenue.
Like how much are we talking?
Around 44%. And get this, it actually returned to sequential growth.
Oh, wow. After two quarters of decline, if I remember correctly.
You got it. Aerospace and defense, AI-related testing and automation, they were the real stars.
So even though industrial was down for the whole year, it sounds like Q4 breathed some new life into it.
It seems that way, yeah. Oh. The question is, can they maintain that momentum right?
Right. Okay, so what about automotive? That's a huge part of their business, too.
Absolutely. 29% of Q4 revenue.
Wow. That's a lot.
Mm.
But didn't I read somewhere that it was down a bit year over year?
Slightly, yes. But they still beat expectations.
Oh.
Thanks to China, their demand is bouncing back.
Interesting. So even with all the global supply chain issues, they're still seeing progress.
Yeah. Their advanced connectivity solutions and those functional safety power products, those are really driving growth.
Making cars smarter and safer.
They're coming.
Anything else notable in automotive?
Well, their battery management systems faced some headwinds.
Ah, the inventory issues we keep hearing about.
Exactly. But there's an uptick in China for those, too. And ADI is confident that BMS will return to growth next year.
Okay, well, that's good news. What about communications? That's the next segment, right?
Right. That one was a bit of a mixed bag, honestly. 11% of Q4 revenue.
Driven by?
Primarily their optical solutions. Those are used in data centers.
Right, right. So their wireline business had a good quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't wireless lagging behind?
Yeah, you're right. Low double-digit sequential growth in wireline, but wireless declined. So benefiting from the data boom, but still figuring out the wireless side.
Gotcha. Okay, last segment, consumer. This one looked good from what I saw.
Yeah, they did well in Q4.
Give me the numbers.
Revenue jumped 22% from Q3 and 31% year over year. 16% of their total revenue.
Wow, okay. Well, what drove that?
Wins in wearables, premium handsets, and gaming. They're really hitting multiple growth areas there.
It's impressive how they're tapping into all these different trends within consumer.
Definitely.
So we've covered all the segments. What's next? What about their outlook for the future?
Right. ADI gave us their outlook for Q1 of fiscal 2025. They're projecting around $2.35 billion in revenue.
Plus or minus?
$100 million.
Okay, so that's a slight dip. Is that just typical seasonality?
Probably, yeah. But keep in mind, they're comparing it to a tough Q1 in 2024. So even with the dip, they're still expecting year-over-year growth.
Okay, I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So overall, it seems like ADI is cautiously optimistic about the coming year.
I'd say so.
But what about their financial stability? Are they on solid ground?
Oh, absolutely. They ended Q4 with $2.4 billion in cash and short-term investments.
Solid.
And their net leverage ratio is a very manageable 1.2x.
So they have some breathing room to navigate any potential bumps in the road.
For sure. And they're still committed to giving back to their shareholders, 100% of free cash flow through dividends and buybacks.
It's good to see that they're prioritizing shareholder value, even in a tricky economy.
Definitely a good sign.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot of numbers and figures, but let's zoom out for a second. What does all this mean for ADI's future? What's the big picture?
Well, I think the main message is that despite a tough year, they're showing real signs of recovery.
And they have a smart approach to navigating this downturn.
Absolutely. They're focusing on innovation, especially in those high-growth areas like automotive connectivity. And they're managing their finances wisely.
It's like they use this downturn to get leaner and really focus on what matters most.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
But of course, the semiconductor industry is notoriously unpredictable.
It always is.
There could still be challenges ahead. The global economy is always a wild card, and the competition is fierce. What risks do you see on the horizon?
Well, geopolitical tensions could have an impact, even if they're running things well internally. And supply chain disruptions, those are always a possibility.
Right. And then there's the risk of falling behind technologically.
Always a danger in a fast-paced industry like this. To stay competitive, they need to constantly innovate and adapt.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
They've invested heavily in manufacturing to try and stay ahead of the curve.
That's right. They've put $2.7 billion into capital expenditures since that Maxim acquisition, mostly to boost capacity and make sure they can keep up with demand.
Right. They're not putting all their eggs in one basket, are they? Didn't they expand their partnership with TSMC?
Exactly. Gives them more options, more flexibility.
I also read about their swing capacity. What was that about again?
Oh, that's their ability to quickly adjust production up or down based on demand.
Smart. Being agile is crucial in this industry.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about numbers and strategies, but I'm curious, what excites you about ADI? What stands out in terms of their technology?
You know what really gets me? Their impact on the automotive industry. They're at the forefront of this transformation that's happening.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, their automotive connectivity solutions, they're making huge strides there. Their GMSL and E2B technologies, particularly.
GMSL and E2B, I'm not familiar with those.
GMSL stands for Gigabit Multimedia Serial Link. It's basically a high-speed communication protocol for infotainment systems and driver assistance systems.
Oh, interesting. So, like making cars more connected, more interactive.
Yeah, exactly. And then E2B, Ethernet to Automotive Body. It's a networking standard that connects all the different electronic parts of a vehicle.
So, they're not just supplying components, they're enabling all these advanced features. Driver assistance systems, better entertainment, even laying the groundwork for autonomous driving.
Exactly. They're right at the forefront of turning vehicles into these software-defined connected experiences. It's a big deal, you
I
know?
mean, it is mind-blowing when you think about it.
Yeah.
ADI is helping shape the future of how we get around. That's huge.
Yeah, it really is. It's a great example of how these seemingly niche technologies can have a profound impact on our daily lives.
And it's a reminder that innovation doesn't always happen in giant leaps. Sometimes it's these incremental advancements that add up to something revolutionary.
Absolutely.
It makes you wonder what other industries are on the verge of this kind of transformation. What else are you keeping an eye on?
Well, I'm really interested in the intersection of AI and edge computing.
Edge computing, what's that?
It basically means bringing computation and data storage closer to where the data is generated, instead of relying on the cloud. Think about self-driving cars.
Right.
They need to make decisions super fast, right? Based on data from their sensors. Sending that data to the cloud would take too long. It could be dangerous.
Gotcha. So edge computing allows for faster, more efficient decisions, especially when every millisecond counts.
Exactly. And ADI's technology is making that possible. They're developing those building blocks for powerful edge computing systems.
Cool.
Plus, they're creating advanced sensors for industrial automation, healthcare, environmental monitoring.
Wow, so their reach is pretty broad.
Oh, yeah. And what's really impressive is their commitment to innovation. They're always pushing the boundaries, investing heavily in research and development.
It's a good reminder that even established companies need to constantly adapt and evolve.
Couldn't agree more.
And ADI has managed to do that while staying financially strong and committed to their shareholders.
Which is really impressive, especially in an industry like semiconductors.
All right, so let's bring this back to the big picture. We've covered a lot of ground today, from ADI's financial performance to their vision for the future. What are your final thoughts? Where do they go from here?
Well, I think they're in a good spot for continued growth. They weathered a challenging period, and now they're capitalizing on these new opportunities in these high-growth markets.
And their diverse business model, that gives them a strong base to build on.
Definitely.
But they're not out of the woods yet, right? What challenges might they face?
Oh, of course. The semiconductor industry is cyclical, always has been, and the global economy is always a bit unpredictable. Plus, there's always the risk of geopolitical issues.
Right.
Or supply chain disruptions. Those could all impact their performance.
And of course, they can't afford to fall behind technologically.
Exactly. It's a constant race in this industry.
So what should investors be watching for in the coming quarters? What will be the key indicators of their progress?
Well, one thing to watch is their growth in those key segments like automotive and industrial. Can they keep up the momentum? And investors should pay attention to their design win pipeline.
Design win pipeline. Remind me what that is.
It's basically a measure of their future revenue potential. It shows which of their products have been selected for new designs.
Ah, so it's like a sneak peek into their future success.
Exactly. If they have a strong design win pipeline, it means there's strong demand for their products. And investors should also keep an eye on how they're ramping up their manufacturing capacity.
Right, they made those big investments, but can they actually execute? And of course, their earnings reports will tell us a lot about their financial health, their profitability, their dividends. Those are all important factors.
For sure.
But it's not just about the numbers, is it?
No, not at all.
It's about understanding the bigger picture, their strategy, their ability to adapt.
Absolutely. Investors need to assess whether they can actually execute on their vision, because the landscape is always changing.
True enough. So we've talked a lot about ADI's impact on the automotive industry, but their technology is used in so many other areas, right?
Oh, yeah. They're everywhere. Industrial automation, aerospace, healthcare, you name it.
And their work has a broader impact, too, doesn't it, on society as a whole?
For sure. Their sensors and processors are being used to improve efficiency, safety, and sustainability in countless ways.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, think about sensors that monitor air quality or detect leaks in pipelines, or processors that power medical devices. ADI isn't involved in all of that. They're even playing a role in renewable energy technologies.
Wow, that's incredible. It's like their innovations are having a ripple effect across so many different industries.
Exactly.
They're not just making products, they're helping to solve real-world problems.
Right. And I think that's something that often gets overlooked when we talk about tech companies. It's easy to focus on profits and competition, but ultimately, technology has the power to make a positive impact on humanity.
That's a good point. And ADI seems to be a prime example of a company that's using its technology for good. It's inspiring to see.
I agree.
And it adds another dimension to their investment thesis, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about financial returns. It's about being part of something bigger, something meaningful.
Absolutely. I think that resonates with a lot of investors, especially younger generations, who are looking for companies that align with their values.
It's like they're saying, hey, we can do well by doing good.
Yeah.
And they're not just saying it, they're backing it up with action. They've made some big commitments to sustainability.
Definitely. And they're walking the walk, reducing their emissions, conserving water, minimizing waste.
And they're incorporating sustainability into their product design.
That's right. Energy efficient components, product take-back programs. They're serious about it.
So they're not just doing it for good PR. They're actually making a difference.
They are. And it's been recognized. They've been on the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for years.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So it seems like ADI is a company with a bright future. They're financially sound, they're innovative, and they're committed to making a positive impact. What more could you ask for?
I think you've summed it up perfectly.
All right. Well, I think we've covered just about everything for today.
Yeah, it's been a great discussion.
We've explored ADI's financial performance, their technology, their vision, their commitment to sustainability. It's been a fascinating journey. For anyone listening who wants to learn more about ADI, where should they go?
I always recommend checking out a company's investor relations website. They have a wealth of information there, earnings reports, presentations, all that good stuff.
Great suggestion.
And of course, since they're publicly traded, all their financial filings are available through the SEC's EDGAR database.
Perfect. And as always, we encourage everyone to do their own research and make informed investment decisions. Don't just take our word for it. Any final thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that ADI is a company worth keeping an eye on. They're in a dynamic industry, and they're not just riding the wave, they're shaping the future. That makes them a compelling investment, in my opinion.
Well said. It's been great having you on the show.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into analog devices. We hope you found it informative. Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.
It's really cool how they're using these smaller technologies to make such a big impact.
Yeah, it's not always about these massive breakthroughs, right? Sometimes it's these smaller steps that lead to big changes.
Exactly. So what other industries do you think are going through this kind of transformation? What are you watching?
Ooh, good question. What about you?
Well, one area that's really exciting to me is AI and edge computing. You know, how they're coming together.
Edge computing. I'm not sure I'm totally familiar with that.
So basically, edge computing means bringing all the data processing and storage closer to the source of the data, like instead of relying on the cloud for everything.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to get it.
Think of it like self-driving cars, right?
Yeah.
They need to make decisions in real time, super fast. Sending data to the cloud and back would take too long. It could be dangerous.
Right, that makes sense. So edge computing helps make those decisions faster and more efficient.
Exactly. And ADI is playing a key role in this. They're developing the technology that makes those powerful edge computing systems possible.
Interesting.
And they're also working on these advanced sensors for all sorts of things: industrial automation, healthcare, even environmental monitoring.
So their technology is really having an impact on a lot of different areas.
Oh, yeah. And their commitment to innovation is really impressive. They're constantly investing in R&D, always trying to push things forward.
It's a good reminder that even big established companies need to keep innovating to stay ahead.
Absolutely. And ADI is doing all this while staying financially solid and taking care of their shareholders. It's a tough balance, especially in this industry.
Yeah, it's not easy. Okay, let's step back for a moment and look at the big picture.
All right.
What are your final thoughts on ADI? What's their outlook?
I think they're in a really strong position to keep growing. They've navigated a tough period, made smart decisions, and now they're capitalizing on these exciting opportunities in these high-growth areas. They have a solid foundation to build on.
But it's not all smooth sailing, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the challenges they might face?
Well, yeah, of course. No company is perfect. The semiconductor industry, it's always been unpredictable, you know? And then you have those global economic factors that are always a bit uncertain.
Right. And what about geopolitical risks? Those seem to be on everyone's mind these days.
Exactly. And supply chain disruptions, those are always a concern.
And then there's the risk of them falling behind in terms of technology. The competition is fierce.
Oh, yeah. They can't afford to stand still. They need to keep innovating, keep adapting, or they'll get left behind.
So for investors who are interested in ADI, what should they be watching for in the coming quarters? What are the key things to keep in mind?
Well, first, keep an eye on their growth in those key segments, automotive and industrial. Can they maintain that momentum? And then there's something called their design win pipeline.
Design win pipeline. What's that exactly?
It's basically a measure of their future revenue. It shows which of their products have been chosen to be included in new designs.
Oh, okay. So it gives you a sense of how much demand there is for their products going forward.
Exactly. It's like a leading indicator of future success. And investors should also look at how ADI is doing with expanding their manufacturing capacity. Can they keep up with demand?
Right. They made those investments, but execution is key.
Exactly. And of course, you always want to keep an eye on their earnings reports. How's their profitability? Are they paying dividends? All that good stuff.
But it's more than just looking at the numbers in isolation, right?
Right.
It's about understanding the big picture, their overall strategy, and their ability to adapt to change.
You got it. Investors need to assess whether ADI can actually deliver on its vision because things are always changing in this industry.
True. Now, we've talked a lot about ADI's role in the automotive world, but their technology goes way beyond that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about industrial automation, aerospace, even healthcare. They're everywhere.
In their work, it's not just about making cool gadgets, it's also about having a positive impact on society.
That's a really important point. Their sensors and processors are being used to make things more efficient, safer, more sustainable.
Give me some specific examples.
Sure. Think about sensors that monitor air quality or detect leaks in pipelines. Processors that make medical devices more accurate and reliable. ADI is involved in all of that. They're even contributing to renewable energy technologies.
Wow, it's amazing to think about how their technology is touching so many different aspects of our
I
lives.
know, right?
It's not just about making products, it's about solving real-world problems.
Exactly. And I think that's something that often gets lost when we talk about these tech companies. We focus so much on profits and competition, but we need to remember that technology can also be a force for good in the world.
Well said. And ADI seems to be a great example of that. They're using their technology to make a real difference. It's great to see a company that's focused on more than just the bottom line. It's like they're proving that you can do well while also doing good. And I think that resonates with investors, don't you?
Absolutely, especially now. I think a lot of people, especially younger investors, want to put their money behind companies that share their values.
Yeah, like they want their investments to reflect what they believe in.
Exactly.
And ADI seems to be walking the walk when it comes to sustainability.
They are. They've set some ambitious goals for themselves.
Like what? Give me some specifics.
Well, they want to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, conserve water, and minimize waste. That kind of thing.
Okay, so they're taking it seriously. It's not just greenwashing.
Oh, no. They're really making changes. And they're also thinking about sustainability when it comes to their products.
How so?
They're designing energy-efficient components, and they have these programs to take back old products, you know, to promote the circular economy.
That's great. It's good to see a company taking a holistic approach like that.
Yeah, they're not just focusing on one area. They're looking at sustainability across their entire operation.
And they've been recognized for their efforts, right?
They have. They've been on the Dow Jones Sustainability Index for a while now.
So they're not just talking the talk. They're actually making a difference.
Actions speak louder than words, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something like sustainability.
For sure. Well, I think we've covered just about everything we wanted to discuss about analog devices. We've talked about their financials, their technology, their vision for the future, their commitment to sustainability. It's been a pretty comprehensive deep dive.
It really has. We've gone through a lot.
So for anyone listening who wants to learn more about ADI, where should they go?
A company's investor relations website is always a good place to start.
Yeah, they usually have all sorts of information there.
Earnings reports, presentations, all that. And then, of course, they're a publicly traded company, so you can always find their financial filings through the SEC's EDGAR database.
Great tips. And as always, we encourage everyone to do their own research before making any investment decisions. Any final thoughts you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I'd just say that ADI is definitely a company to watch. They're operating in a really exciting and fast-moving industry, and they seem to have a clear vision for the future. They're not just going with the flow, they're shaping the future.
Well said. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for sharing your insights.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
And to all our listeners, thanks for joining us for this deep dive into analog devices. We hope you found it valuable. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.